It's Thursday, April 6th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with Noreen Brunson on his recent visit to Turkey, reports Christian Headlines. Turkish authorities had arrested Brunson's husband, Andrew, an American pastor who has lived in Turkey for 20 years, back in October, for a bogus claim. In the week before the meeting, Andrew Brunson sent a statement to U.S. embassy officials calling on President Trump's administration to intervene on his behalf, saying, quote, "I have been in prison since October 7, 2016. During this time, the Turkish government has produced no proof and has rebuffed numerous attempts by the American government to secure my return to the United States. In fact, they are treating the U.S. government with contempt and paying no price for it," unquote. Pray through Luke 4:18 for Pastor Andrew Brunson. Jesus said that God the Father had sent him to, quote, "proclaim freedom for the prisoners and to set the oppressed free," unquote. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has egg on his face. His latest missile launch was a big, fat failure. Fox News reports that the missile may have, quote, "pinwheeled in flight," unquote, prohibiting it from reaching Japanese waters as intended. Plus, it turned out to be an older Scud, not the advanced land version of a submarine-launched ballistic missile as first assessed. The next time you fly into the United States after traveling overseas, you may not be able to bring your laptop and carry-on luggage onto the plane, reports CNN. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly banned laptops and carry-on luggage from 10 airports in 8 countries out of a concern for people's safety. And that list may grow in the future. Despite the paper's pro-abortion bias, the Los Angeles Times surprised everybody in their condemnation last Thursday of California Attorney General Xavier Becerra for charging David DeLeiden and Sandra Merritt, the pro-life undercover journalists, with 15 felony counts. The LA Times described Becerra's actions against the Center for Medical Progress reporters who documented Planned Parenthood's sale of baby body parts as, quote, "a disturbing overreach," unquote. The Worldview spoke to Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, about the effect Becerra's charges may have on journalism.
Well, I think it will have a chilling effect on any reporter who wants to do some investigative reporting. This is unusual for California to have this kind of law, and more reporters, more journalists would be objecting to this case, except that it involves abortion and pro-life people.
Tobias also commented on the importance of free speech to expose organizations like Planned Parenthood.
David DeLeiden put forward a tremendous effort to expose what is happening in abortion facilities. We know that baby parts are being trafficked by Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. A lot of people were shocked to find out what was happening. So this is the kind of investigation and free speech right that needs to be available to expose what is happening in certain places, certain circles. Once you start shutting down freedom of speech and this kind of investigative reporting, a lot can happen behind closed doors that no one knows about, especially when you're talking about the lives of innocent human children.
For at least 2 decades, researchers have been tracing a link between having abortions and using the birth control pill on the one hand, and the rising incidence of breast cancer on the other, a link denied or ignored by the scientific and medical establishment, reports Life News. A new British study by Patrick Carroll shows that the lifetime risk of breast cancer for women in the UK keeps increasing. It is now around 1 in 7 women for malignant tumors. Abortion, especially of the first pregnancy, not only removes the protective maturing of the breasts during pregnancy and lactation, but actually leaves them in a more vulnerable state, while the estrogen and hormonal contraceptives increases cancer risk. When women thumb their nose at God's command to be fruitful and multiply through aborting the children He has blessed them with, or by preventing children from being conceived, Their bodies, designed by God, succumb to disease. Millennials are lagging behind on the traditional markers of adulthood, reports Bloomberg. The National Center for Family and Marriage Research at Bowling Green State University set out to compare 25 to 34-year-olds in 1980, the baby boomers, with the same age group today, the millennials. The results are dramatic. In 1980, two-thirds of 25 to 34-year-olds were already married. In 2015, just 2 in 5 millennials were married. And the chance that Americans in their late 20s and early 30s live with their parents or grandparents has more than doubled. Ready for some good news? Evangelist Paul Washer, founder of the Heart Cry Missionary Society, was finally released from the hospital last Friday after suffering a massive heart attack at his home in Virginia last month. After enduring emergency surgery, Washer developed a severe skin reaction to medication, which delayed his release. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.